Ever scroll through LinkedIn and suddenly feel like your career's lagging behind? Everyone else has these perfectly curated highlight reels, you know? You're not alone, though. Nope, today we're diving deep into the sneaky ways comparison steals our joy and what you can actually do to break free.
Yeah, it's such a human experience.
It really is.
Even when we know it's just a glimpse, right, into someone's carefully constructed online persona,
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
hard not to get sucked in.
It's so true. And one of our sources for this deep dive calls it a comparison trap. Like, we just fall into this abyss of comparing our lives to these idealized versions of others. They actually gave this very relatable example, I thought, of a guy questioning his entire existence because, get this, his friend bought a yacht.
Oh, it's the perfect example. Our brains just zero in on the surface level, the stuff, without considering the full picture. Like that guy at the marina admiring the yacht, he's not seeing the potential stress, the maintenance costs, the fact that his friend might be drowning in debt to afford that lifestyle.
Totally. It reminds me of this time I was, scrolling online, saw a former colleague posting about their amazing new job, and I almost had this mini meltdown, like, what am I doing with my life kind of thing.
Right.
But then I found out later it was for a company that's kind of notorious for its toxic work environment.
Oh, wow.
Talk about a reality check.
Exactly. That's the thing. Our brains are wired for these snap judgments. Yeah. Based on such limited information, incredibly misleading, especially with social media these days.
So true. Speaking of misleading, another source dives into what they call the life coach paradox. It's
Yummy.
that tendency to compare ourselves to people who seem to have it all figured out,
Right.
like the perfect meditation picks
Yes.
and green smoothie recipes.
Of course, that kind of thing.
And while those things might genuinely be helpful for some, it's crucial to remember we are all at different stages of life.
What works for someone in their 20s? Prioritizing self-discovery. That might not resonate with someone, say, in their 40s, juggling family responsibilities and a demanding career. It's just different.
It's like comparing apples to, well, orangutans is one of our sources, hilariously put it.
It's true, though, right? We compare our, like, chapter 2 to someone else's chapter 20 and then wonder why our stories don't line up.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. But how do we actually stop our brains from doing this? Especially with social media, it's like this constant barrage of everyone else's highlight reels.
Yeah, that's where it gets really interesting. One source dives into, like, the psychology of comparison, and they argue it triggers an actual threat response in our brain.
Really?
Yeah, this constant state of feeling not good enough. It can hijack our ability to experience joy even when good things are happening in our own lives. It's like that saying, right? Comparison is the thief of joy.
Oh, totally.
It's not just a catchy phrase, though. There's actually some real science behind it.
I've heard that saying a million times, but never really thought about it that way.
Yeah.
It's like we get so fixated on what we lack, We forget to appreciate what we already have.
Precisely. It's like we're so busy staring at someone else's plate, we forget to even taste the amazing food we have right in front of us. And you know what? The more we focus on those feelings of lack, the more our brains, they get wired to find more evidence to back up that negative story. It's a vicious cycle.
That's kind of depressing, to be honest. So how do we break free? Like, are we all supposed to just ditch social media, become hermits?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay,
While,
good.
yeah, reducing social media use can definitely help, there are other, more sustainable strategies out there. One of the sources we dug into, they emphasized mindfulness, especially when those feelings of comparison start to creep in.
Mindfulness, so like meditation and stuff.
That's one way to practice it, yeah. But it's more about bringing your attention to the present moment, without judgment. So say you're scrolling through Instagram and you see someone's picture-perfect vacation, right? And you start feeling that envy. Instead of going down that rabbit hole, pause. Just acknowledge those feelings. Ask yourself, what is it about this picture that's making me feel this way? What need maybe within myself am I trying to fulfill here?
So it's more about like getting curious about those feelings instead of just trying to push them away.
Exactly. Often when we dig a little deeper, we realize those comparison feelings, they're coming from something deeper. Maybe it's a desire for more adventure, more connection, or just a break from the daily grind, And once we identify that root cause, then we can start to find more fulfilling, more authentic ways to meet those needs in our own lives.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So it's not about comparing our lives to somebody else's like highlight reel. It's more about figuring out what we truly value and then like actually taking steps to create a life that aligns with those values, even if it looks different from everyone else's.
You got it. And another source we looked at talked about gratitude, the power of it in combating those icky comparison feelings.
Right.
When we actively focus on what we're grateful for, it shifts our perspective. We go from a place of lack to a place of abundance.
Gratitude. You know, that reminds me of this one source that suggested celebrating even the small wins.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like even folding the laundry or finally organizing that junk drawer. I'll be honest, at the time I thought it sounded a little silly.
Sure.
But now I'm starting to see how those little moments of appreciation can really add up.
Absolutely. It's easy to get caught up in this idea that success is all about these huge achievements, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, life, it's really just a collection of those tiny, seemingly insignificant moments.
Yeah.
And when we learn to appreciate those moments, even the mundane ones, it makes a world of difference.
It's so easy to get caught up, right? Like chasing those big milestones, and then we forget to even notice those little victories along the way.
Right.
But I think this whole idea of redefining success is key here, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the sources called it the numbers trap, I think.
What's that?
It's that thing where we tend to measure our worth based on, you know, likes, followers, how much money we make.
Oh, yeah.
Any metric we can compare, really.
It's like we're all stuck in this giant spreadsheet just comparing our stats to everyone else's, you know?
Exactly.
No wonder we always feel inadequate.
And it's interesting because that obsession with the numbers, it makes us overlook something.
What's that?
The qualitative stuff.
Oh, right.
Meaningful relationships,
mm-hmm.
creative pursuits, a sense of purpose.
Right.
Things that actually can't be measured on a spreadsheet.
Yeah, it's not like you can quantify a sense of purpose, really.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's about recognizing that success isn't like one size fits all, right?
Right.
We need to define what truly matters to us and then create a life that actually reflects that, even if it looks totally different from what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, 100%. And one source put it so well. They said, the greatest competition is not with others. It's with the person you were yesterday.
Ooh, I love that.
It takes the pressure off, right? You don't need that external validation.
Yeah.
It brings it back to what you can actually control. Your own effort, your growth, how you show up in the world.
So true. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the comparison trap, it leaves me thinking, what if? What if we all just hit pause on that constant need to compare, even just for today, you know?
Yeah.
What would you do differently? What would you finally let yourself enjoy without measuring it against what everyone else is doing? Something to think about. Until next time, keep diving deep. And remember, your journey, it's uniquely your own.